Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Another executive order signed at the White House by President Trump. It tells agencies to identify which agency functions or agencies are not required by law. And it says no more than one employee should be hired for every four workers leaving. An American, Mark Bogle, held in Russia since drug charges in 2021, has been freed, says the White House. ABC's Patrick Reeval.
Fogle's case was known to reporters. He was one of those Americans who was believed to have been seized by Russia over the past few years to be used as a bargaining chip. And I think clearly the timing of his release now is notable.
The president suggested today he wouldn't withhold U.S. aid to Jordan or Egypt if they don't accept more Gaza refugees. He met with Jordan's King Abdullah. Egypt's president has postponed a trip to Washington indefinitely, say Egyptian media. Public schools in Philadelphia will be closed on Friday so students and educators can celebrate the Eagles' Super Bowl win. This is ABC News. Vice President J.D. Vance, in his first foreign trip in his new position, where he's slamming overregulation of artificial intelligence.
Vice President J.D. Vance in Paris.
We believe that excessive regulation of the AI sector could kill a transformative industry just as it's taking off.
Vance is in France for a summit being held on artificial intelligence. He criticized EU regulations targeting the industry. Later this week, Vance heads to the Munich Security Conference, where he is expected to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. President Trump has repeatedly threatened to cut off aid to Ukraine. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Santorini hit with a powerful 5.3 magnitude earthquake, the strongest to strike the Greek island in recent weeks. Tremors from that quake were felt in Athens, about 180 miles away. More than 15,000 people have evacuated Santorini due to the earthquakes, which have now lasted more than 2 weeks. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There is a winter storm warning for Grant County starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. Thursday for up to 6 inches of snow, and a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties from 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. Thursday for 3 to 5 inches of snow. Mostly cloudy and cold tonight with flurries possible, low 8. Snow throughout the day tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches is expected, with the heaviest totals south of Richland County, with a high of 19, winds north 10 to 15. Light snow ending by midnight tomorrow night with another inch possible, blustery, low 2, winds northwest 10 to 15, and it will be chilly and breezy with sun on Thursday and a high of 14. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour, making it feel like 5 degrees outside, and our actual temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 12 degrees. And because of the weather that's coming in tomorrow, there are a couple of weather announcements to pass along. First of all, one school closing so far. Fenimore is closed for tomorrow. And then also and also tomorrow night, the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held at 6:30, that has been canceled.
100.9 WRCO.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this
Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I got to Tucson today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson.
Can't believe this old road ain't washed out, that no trespassing sign is still hanging around, and it's doing about as much good now as it did back then. Yeah, you know we used to load up on natty, unleaded and smokes, hide from the sheriff and let down our folks, park some old shady jukebox up here on the bank, cranks until the thing won't crank. That muddy river, it was my buddy used to like. He showed up out here and he wanted to fight. Now I still talk to him, but I don't know where she is. Guess it's just water under the bridge. That muddy river, it was rolling. We didn't care where it was going. We had it made, we didn't know it. We were young, dumb, and so full of it. Broken bottles and
just water under the bridge. came downstairs with that sundress and those truck tails on. Your pop said, don't keep me up all night long. We pulled out to drive about the time that sky went pink. I said, baby, what you think? And you said, take it slow. I know back road we can find a spot to be alone. We can sway back and forth to us on the radio. Cause you said that you were my mind. Innocent look in your eye. Nothing but time. Kiss me all night. And let's just take it slow. You said we got nowhere to be, nowhere to go. So let's just take it slow. That Chevrolet in that field where those daisies grow. For one in here, I said, don't you dare ever let me go. And I just wanna hold you till that sun comes back. And I just wanna know you like nobody ever had. And you said, take it slow. I know we're back, or we can find a spot to be alone. We can sway back and forth to us on the radio. Said that you were mine. Innocent look in your eye. Nothing but time. Kiss me all night. And let's just take it slow. Sway back and forth to a song.
Like a dream, my world stopped on a dime when she hopped out of that Jeep. All my buddies said, boy, don't waste your time. She's out of your league, but I was out of my mind. Picture that girl, barefoot in a sundress, top down, hair in a wild mess, sweet smile singing to the summer. Child addiction, everything I ever hoped I'd.
That was Kevin Fowler with That Girl on Country and Community. Our time is 7:15 and temperature 11 degrees outside, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And as we said, the pregame for the varsity game started around 7:15, but I was just watching the JV girls, Baroqua and Richland Center. They're going into overtime. They're tied at 34 apiece. So the broadcast of the girls' game is going to be a little later than expected for the pregame, so be sure to keep it tuned to WRCO. And once that game concludes, we will bring you high school basketball action right here on WRCO. And because just to pass that information along again to each and every one of you, there is a winter storm warning for Grant County from 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. on Thursday for up to 6 inches of snow, and a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties for from the same time, 6 a.m. tomorrow until 3 a.m. Thursday, for a chance of 3 to 5 inches of snow. And because of that weather, we have some cancellations and closings to pass along. First of all, for school closings, Belmont and Fenimore is closed for tomorrow. And then also the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held tomorrow night at 6:30. That has been canceled. Coming up next, we have Doug Stone from 2006 with Time.
Who knows why the wind blows? Who knows where it is? Who can say how long it takes to come around again? But I guess you had to ride it as far as you could go. It might bring you back this way, time only knows. Time doesn't hear, and time doesn't care. Time doesn't weigh, no, time isn't fair. Time is a healer, time is a thief. And everything it steals, it keeps. And it just moves on down the line. And there's nothing in time. We'll be right back.
nothing but time. A whole lot of time.
Saturday night's the night the fun begins. Sunday you pray forgiveness of all your sins. Monday you work and Tuesday's lame. Wednesday and Thursday's more the same. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss, me oh my. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return your call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. It's Friday night. The week has come to a close. Baby, it's time for me to say adios. It's time to say those words again. Sayonara, auf Wiedersehen. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the boss. It's no loss. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye. Say goodbye to the gal who won't return the call. Say goodbye once and for all. Friday is a good day to say goodbye.
That was our good friend Jesse G featuring Gretchen Wilson with Like My Whiskey on Country and Community. Time 728, 11 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. And we do have that winter storm warning for Grant County starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and going until 3 a.m. on Thursday because of a chance of up to 6 inches of snow. And then a winter weather advisory for Richland, Crawford, and Vernon counties from 3 to 5 during 3, I mean, not from 3 to 5, but from 6 a.m. on Wednesday until 3 a.m. on Thursday because of up to 3 to 5 inches of snow. Yes, I got my numbers mixed around there. So be careful if you have to be out and about, whether it be going to work or going to whatever. And, yeah, be very cautious, and we'll see what happens. Hopefully it won't be as bad as they talk, but Mother Nature can always throw us a curveball and kind of fool us on what's happening. And I want to just pass along the closings and also the cancellations that are going on tomorrow. Not really big now, but I think those are going to expand by tomorrow morning. Anyways, for school closings, Belmont and Fenimore are closed for tomorrow. And then also the Boaz Lions Club meeting that was supposed to be held tomorrow night at 6:30. That is canceled also. Coming up next, we have Lee Bryce featuring Haley Witters and Nate Smith with Drinking Buddies.
Man, I ain't seen nothing. You're telling me what the boy's doing? What you doing?
Been in this tree all day. Ain't heard nothing but squirrels. Ain't scoped a single thing. But I love this country world. But ain't hooked one single bass. No. Oh, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when you got nothing going on? Yeah, I reckon I pack it on up, pack it on.
Up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed.
this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. Can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. You can say I got what I deserve.
It sure is good to see you again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend.
Good evening and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Richland Center girls basketball team is hosting the Viroqua Blackhawks. We have a game for you coming up from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app following tonight's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show, February 20th to the 22nd. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center, your authorized Tracker Boats dealer. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Boys basketball tonight, Weston is at Wazika Steuben, North Crawford at DeSoto, Ithaca at Kickapoo, and Seneca at Lafarge. Also, Viroqua is at River Valley, Broadhead at Dodgeville, Belmont at Lancaster, New Lisbon at Bangor, Hillsboro at Cashton, Waniwak Center visits Royal, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Riverdale is home against Boscobel, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Darlington at Southwestern, and Reedsburg at Lodi. Girls basketball, Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge, Lafarge at North Crawford, Reedsburg at McFarland, Highland visits Belmont, River Ridge at Benton, Portage at Baraboo, Waniwak Center travels to Royal, and Bangor at New Lisbon, Darlington at Dodgeville, Boscobel plays at Ithaca in girls basketball, and Viroqua is at Richland Center. We'll have it tonight on WRCO FM 100.9.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Jeremy Cooey, Richland Center girls basketball coach, joins us. Jeremy, well, you've been close lately. The team's against Dodgeville. That was a really good game, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was good to
actually get all the girls back and have a week of practice with no injuries or illnesses. And, you know, we have some minor tweaks and lingering issues, but nothing major where it's keeping anybody out of play. So it's nice to be able to get the time with them in practice and then see that translate over to the game.
Having Jory back, that certainly has been a big boost for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been real helpful. She's another girl that'll go out and attack the basket. And so it's just, you know, the first couple of games, just kind of getting her legs back underneath her, and been working with her this week on practice on, you know, attacking and looking for that opportunity to score and get out there and get herself back in the flow.
Does it seem like it should be this late in the season, Jeremy?
No, we were actually talking about that last week where, you know, we had the conversation about basketball and the winter sports being such a long season, but, you know, now we're sitting here and we're 2 weeks away, you know, next Friday, next week, Thursday being our last regular season game and then the, you know, playoffs after that. So right. It's flown by.
Yeah. So the tournament would start 2 weeks from tonight, I think.
Yes, it would. I believe we got the seedings coming up this weekend and kind of interested to see where we fall. And hopefully we're going to get some momentum picked up here in these last few games of the season.
With the team and the program, you know, the JV and everything, do you see it headed in the right direction here toward the end of the season?
I do. We've got, you know, the girls are out there, they're fighting, they're scrapping, and, you know, sometimes we've had to put girls in positions where, you know, we wouldn't normally, but, you know, whether it was an injury or an illness, and all we've asked out of the girls is they just keep fighting and adapt, and, you know, if something goes wrong, you got to play the next play. You can't worry about what just happened and just continue to move forward as a team and as a program. So we're excited for what we're seeing and what we're building. And again, hopefully we'll be able to show that on the court these next 2 weeks.
Awesome. We'll have more from Jeremy in a moment here on WRCO Sports.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Jeremy Cooey, Richland Center girls basketball coach, is our guest. So, Jeremy, what do you know about tonight's opponent, Viroqua?
Viroqua, the beauty of the internet, Phil, is being able to scout the other team. So I've been able to see, I know they got a pretty solid little point guard. She's a freshman, pretty quick with the ball. But as far as, you know, being able to contain her, we got a nice game plan going into the night and have some things that we feel that we'll be able to take advantage of with our girls and be able to put a little pressure on them.
Yeah, I actually watched her play once this year, and it's interesting how players come in as freshmen and they're that good at the varsity level. It's kind of a rare thing, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, it just the one thing I've used in just kind of our scouting is she just looks real fluid and comfortable with the ball. You know, from a point guard, that's something definitely that helps out to where you're not you know, pressing too much. And she still makes mistakes. You know, you can see as any freshman on varsity is going to do. And so, again, we're going to take a look at how we can capitalize on those tonight.
And the team, again, you got to put it all together. It's kind of all hands on deck if you're going to get this done, isn't it?
I would say so. Looking to put a full game together tonight. We have senior night tonight, so that's kind of exciting. But really, if we could just get the girls to focus in when we get on the court and just do the little things that we've been talking to them and working with them in practice, if we go out and execute on those little things, we're going to come out with the win tonight.
Could you say a few words about the seniors that have led the way during your first year of coaching, Jeremy?
Yeah, it's been fun. We have, you know, three girls that are going to get their senior night tonight with Libby Rulin, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Carly Meaden. And the thing is, when we have such a young team, it's nice to have that senior leadership, whether it's on the court, on the sidelines, in practice, just to be able to have, you know, a few girls to be able to pull from that have been there for a few years to help our younger girls through the season.
So some special things for them. I'm guessing the other players on the team, the underclass people, are going to be maybe presenting them with something tonight as well?
Yeah, we have a nice little presentation set up right after the JV game. We'll get that in between JV and varsity. So anyone showing up tonight, if you can show up, make sure you're there on time to recognize our seniors for the season. And then we'll get into the game.
The team this year, you know, you've stuck together. You've not had players quit. I think they're in it for the long haul, and it looks like they like one another. And they're having fun. That's important too, right?
Yeah, we're out there fighting. We compete. We have fun in practice. You know, it was good. I shared, you know, last week against Hodgeville, you know, the attitude and the mindset and what I was seeing out of the girls on the court was exciting to see. And to see that come together tonight for the entire game is going to be awesome.
So you've had the benefit of the full roster. That's something rare this year too, isn't it?
It is. It seems like about every day we turn around, I wonder who I'm going to get the message from that they're maybe sick or, you know, not going to be at practice. But between, you know, lingering injuries and illnesses, it's been a tough go, especially even these last couple of weeks as we're trying to make a few tweaks to make some changes to, you know, put the wins in the column. It's tough when you have girls that are all sick and then, you know, we're kind of a day behind here or there, but they're catching on and we're excited to see them go out and execute tonight.
All right. Well, good luck against Verroco, Coach.
Thanks, Phil.
Jeremy Cooey joining us on this report from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's Viroqua taking on Richland Center in area girls basketball. We have a little later start tonight. We had a double overtime JV game that was won by Viroqua 40-39, and it came within a free throw with 9/10 of a second left from going into a triple overtime. It came very close, but Richland Center unable to tie it, although they did a couple of times tonight with some key free throws, but the last one missed, and Viroqua holds on for a win, 40-39 over Richland Center in JV action. Here in the varsity level, Richland Center continues seeking its first victory on the season. They've been a lot closer as of late, and taking on a team from Viroqua coming in here tonight representing the Cooley Conference. We did see them earlier this year. They have a record of 8-10. And they have an interim coach. Tyler Gabrielson is the interim coach who will be leading the team here this evening. Looking at some stats for them, they certainly have scored a few points lately and led by freshman Alea Schwem with 22 points a game. Emily Hubach averaging 9 and Kate Quackenbush averaging 5.5 rebounds per ball game for Viroqua. Richland Center leading scorer Carly Meaden, and helped out by, of course, Ella Weiss in there, who has been averaging right around the 6-7-point mark here as of late, and freshman J.C. Gander, who's been stepping in here recently. but a lot of it circles around the guard, point guard, shooting guard, Carly Meaden, who is a 5'5 senior. Coming up more about the game, this is high school girls basketball coverage from WRCO Radio Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Both teams heading to the floor to be introduced here in just a little bit and getting ready for the game on senior night. Hornet girls with a game tonight. They'll play at Platteville on Friday and then back home next Monday against Boscobel. But it truly is getting right down there to the end of the season. After the Boscobel game, the Hornets will play at La Crosse Logan and finish up on the regular season schedule Thursday, February 20th, when they play at River Valley. For Viroqua, after tonight, they'll be against Luther. They'll be taking on Wazika Steuben, DeSoto, and Arcadia to wrap up the regular season. Right now, our national anthem. National anthem from Richland Center High School. We'll have tip-off time next on WRCO Radio Sports.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Starting lineups for tonight for the Viroqua Blackhawks, junior Emily Huvach, who is wearing number one, number two, Alea Schwem, a freshman, number five, Emma Moyleen, who is